IBM and University of Sydney announce key quantum milestones, June 29, 2025. Poughkeepsie, NY and Sydney, Australia, today, June 29, 2025, saw significant developments in the quantum computing landscape, primarily driven by announcements from IBM and researchers at the University of Sydney. These advancements, focusing on hardware scaling and control mechanisms, represent key steps towards realizing the potential of fault-tolerant quantum computing. IBM unveils Quantum Starling roadmap and Nighthawk launch. IBM has solidified its long-term quantum computing strategy with a detailed roadmap centered around the development of its ambitious Quantum Starling system. The announcement, made at a press conference held at IBM's Poughkeepsie facility, outlined a phased approach to achieving quantum supremacy and ultimately building a commercially viable quantum computer. The Quantum Starling system, currently under construction at the Poughkeepsie facility, is designed to perform up to 100 million quantum operations. This will be achieved through the use of 200 logical qubits. IBM's roadmap identifies several intermediate milestones leading to the full realization of the Starling system. Notably, the Nighthawk quantum processor is slated for launch in 2025. While the exact specifications of the Nighthawk are not yet fully detailed, IBM representatives confirmed that it will serve as a crucial stepping stone towards the Starling system. The company anticipates that the Nighthawk will demonstrate the first quantum advantage, a scenario where a quantum computer outperforms classical counterparts on a specific, well-defined computational task, by 2026. This achievement will likely involve a hybrid approach, leveraging the computational power of quantum processors alongside high-performance computing, HPC, systems. IBM's CTO, Dr. Evelyn Hayes, emphasized the importance of this hybrid model, stating, "We recognize that quantum computers won't replace classical computers entirely. Instead, we're building a synergistic ecosystem where quantum processors tackle problems that are fundamentally intractable for classical machines." Looking further ahead, IBM's plans extend beyond the Nighthawk. The company anticipates delivering the full Quantum Starling system by 2029. Following Starling, IBM intends to develop the Quantum Blue Jay machine, which is projected to boast a billion quantum operations and utilize 2,000 logical qubits. This timeline represents a significant investment and underscores IBM's commitment to pushing the boundaries of quantum computing. The company's overall strategy is focused on a modular approach, allowing for incremental upgrades and improvements as the technology matures. Asterisk University of Sydney breakthrough, CMOS integration for stable qubit control. Simultaneously, researchers at the University of Sydney, led by Professor David Riley, announced a groundbreaking advancement in qubit control technology. Their research, published today in Nature Quantum, details a novel method for integrating control electronics directly onto the quantum chip itself, utilizing complementary metal oxide semiconductor, CMOS, technology. Traditionally, a significant challenge in quantum computing has been the introduction of disruptive heat and noise generated by the external control electronics required to manipulate qubits. The integration of these control systems has often compromised the delicate quantum states, leading to decoherence, the loss of quantum information. Professor Riley's team's innovation addresses this problem directly. Researchers' approach involves embedding CMOS circuitry directly onto the quantum chip. This eliminates the need for external control systems, dramatically reducing heat generation and minimizing the risk of noise interference. The key finding, according to the Asterisk Nature Quantum publication, is that the CMOS integration allows for stable qubit control at temperatures near absolute zero. The research team reported no loss of signal fidelity during control operations, a critical hurdle previously hindering the development of larger, more complex quantum processors. "Our work represents a fundamental shift in how we approach qubit control," explained Professor Riley. "By bringing the control electronics closer to the qubits, we've significantly reduced the sources of noise and improved the stability of the quantum states. This is a crucial step towards scaling quantum processors and realizing their full potential." The team's experiments demonstrated consistent and reliable qubit manipulation, a result that could accelerate the development of future quantum technologies. Hybrid approach and future implications. The combined announcements from IBM and the University of Sydney highlight a converging trend in the quantum computing landscape: the move towards hybrid computing architectures and improved qubit control mechanisms. IBM's ambitious roadmap, coupled with the University of Sydney's breakthrough in CMOS integration, suggests a path forward that is both technologically ambitious and practically focused. The anticipated 2026 quantum advantage demonstration by IBM leveraging a hybrid quantum HPC system will likely serve as a pivotal moment in the field. Similarly, the stable qubit control achieved by the University of Sydney's team will be essential for building larger, more complex quantum processors. While these developments represent significant milestones, it's important to note that the path to fully realized, fault-tolerant quantum computing remains long and complex. Further research and development are needed to address challenges related to qubit coherence, error correction, and scalability. Summary of developments, June 29, 2025. Today's news centered on two key advancements in the quantum computing field. IBM solidified its long-term roadmap, including the planned launch of the Nighthawk quantum processor in 2025 and the anticipated demonstration of quantum advantage by 2026 via a hybrid computing approach. Simultaneously, researchers at the University of Sydney achieved a breakthrough in qubit control by integrating CMOS technology directly onto quantum chips, enabling stable operation at near-absolute zero temperatures. These developments represent important steps towards building more robust and scalable quantum processors. Section break. Disclaimer: this blog post was automatically generated using AI technology based on news summaries. The information provided is for general informational purposes only and should not be considered as professional advice or an official statement. Facts and events mentioned have not been independently verified. Readers should conduct their own research before making any decisions based on this content. We do not guarantee the accuracy, completeness, or reliability of the information presented.